Welcome back for more of The Beatles' Long and Winding Road. I'm M.G. Kelly. You know, it was George Martin, the band's producer, who recommended signing the Beatles to the EMI Records label. George says before he became involved with the band, his future plans didn't include producing.
Once the Beatles came along in 62, went into 63, and Brian and I became firm friends, and we talked in terms of gross partnerships and having what wonderful stable of people we could find that I could record. And at that point, I got on a golden treadmill, actually it was a copper treadmill for me, where I was in the studio all the time. You know, that 1963 year, I just recorded and recorded and recorded every day, every weekend. And my administrative side was falling away because I had so much work to do.
Ooh, I need your love, babe. Guess you know it's true. Hope you need my love, babe. Just like I need you.
George Martin was a key ingredient to the Beatles' success. George recalls helping the band renegotiate their original contract.
Their original contract that I signed them to was a miserly one, but that secured them to EMI for 4 years. And after the first year, I went to the managing director of EMI and said, look, you should double their royalty. He said, why? I said, well, because we've got them for another 3 years, but I think they're giving us so much that they're not getting enough. He said, okay, I'll double their royalty if you get another 5 years options out of them. And I refused to do it. I said, no, if you want to do that, you do it yourself.
I don't want to spoil the party, so I'll go. I would hate my disappointment to show. There's nothing for me here, so I will disappear. If she turns up while I'm gone, please let me know. I've had a drink or two and I don't care. There's no fun in what I do when she's not there. I wonder what went wrong. I've waited far too long. I think I'll take a walk and look for her. Though tonight she's made me sad, I still love her. If I find her, I'll be glad. So I'll go. I would hate my disappointment to show. There's nothing for me here, so I will disappear. If she turns up while I'm gone, please let me know. She's made me sad, I still love her. If I find her, I'll be glad. I still love her. Though I've had a drink or two and I don't care, there's no fun in what I do if she's not there. I wonder what went wrong. I think I'll take a walk and look for her.
Today, bands spend years making a record, but things were different during the 60s. George Martin recalls the band's recording schedule he and Brian Epstein had set up.
Brian would allocate some time to me for getting the Beatles in the studio, and we had a general plan of having two albums a year and four singles a year. And when the time came for the next album project to come up, then Brian would say, I've penciled in these dates for you in the studio.
When I'm walking beside her, people tell me I'm lucky. Yes, I know I'm a lucky guy. I remember the first time I was lonely without her. Can't stop thinking about her now. Every little thing she does for me, yeah. And you know the thing she does for me, ooh. When I'm with her, I'm happy. Just to know that she loves me. Yes, I know that she loves me now. One thing I'm sure of, I will love her forever. For I know love will never die. Every little thing she does for me, yeah. And you know the thing she does for me.
It was George Martin's idea to keep Ringo off the band's first recording, a decision he later regretted. In time, Ringo became one of Martin's favorite drummers.
Ringo gets a particular sound out of his drums, which is all Ringo, and I don't know anybody else who gets that particular sound. So that's one of the reasons why I think he's great. He is extremely distinctive. You can recognize Ringo's sound anywhere.
Well, how come you say you will when you won't? Say you do, baby, when you don't. Let me know, honey, how you feel. Tell the truth now, is love real? But well, honey, don't. Well, honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. I say you will when you won't. Honey, don't. You ought to know. I like the way that you wear your clothes. Everything about you is so doggone sweet. You got that sand all over your feet. But well, honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't.
yours one time for me. Morning, you don't look right. You've been out painting the town, baby, been stepping around. But well, honey, don't. I said, honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. I say you will when you won't. Honey, don't. I'll rock on George Baringo one time.
People have different theories about George Martin's contributions to the Beatle recordings. Paul says Martin allowed the band to express themselves.
What I think his great skill then was to allow us to do what we wanted. So his role changed from really deciding what was done to allowing us to do it.
I'm a loser. I'm a loser. And I'm not what I appear to be. Of all the love I have won or have lost, there is one love I should never have crossed. She was a girl in a million, my friend. I should have known she would win in the end. I'm a loser, and I lost someone who's near to me. I'm a loser. I appear to be, although I laugh and I act like a clown. Beneath this mask, I am wearing a frown. My tears are falling like rain from the sky. Is it for her or myself that I cry? I'm a loser, and I lost someone who's near to me. I'm a loser. What have I done to deserve such a fate? I have left it too late. And so it's true, pride comes before a fall. I'm telling you so that you won't lose all. I'm a loser, and I lost someone who's near to me. I'm a loser, and I'm not what I appear to be.
When we continue, we'll hear a song Paul wrote when he was only 16 years old, and we'll learn how an accident turned into a hit record on the Beatles' Long and Winding Road.
The breeze still blows across the infield, and the outfield is still natural grass. But Julia Murray is doing something her allergies and the pollen never let her do before. She's watching one of the finest 9-year-olds ever to play the game. Thanks to Benadryl, the histamine blocker. It actually blocks the histamine that triggers allergic reactions. It also lets Julia Murray watch her son, Jimmy, play ball. Take Benadryl, the histamine blocker, and take back your life. Use as directed.
All your life, people have been making decisions for you. Now it's your turn to take control. And when you get your first credit card, choose Citibank. They know what it's like when you're starting out. They've issued more than 8 million credit cards to young adults, and they don't require a cosigner. So smile, especially since your Citibank card can now have your picture on it.
To apply, call 1-800-CITIBANK, 1-800-CITIBANK. Not just Visa, Citibank Visa.